is a beautiful world.
The Maryland Food Bank is one of the biggest and oldest food banks in America. They distribute 48 million pounds of food every year and deliver over 100,000 meals every single day. But the Maryland Food Bank believes the way to end hunger is not just with food.
I love pasta. It's a big problem, but I love pasta.
As a little girl, Ania Pettigrew loved watching her great-grandmother cook. She made big meals for the family and baked for their local church. But growing up, Ania's family also knew hard times and what it was like to be hungry.
I've been in that situation, so I know that is really hard. Food, not being able to give that to yourself or to your children, it's heartbreaking. So think about how much you personally waste, how much we take it for granted. We see so much on a plate that gets wasted. And then there's so many other people out here who can't even, you know, don't even have a crumb or a piece of slice of bread, and we're just throwing away these mass amounts of food. Me personally, like, that's a big pet peeve for me when I see people, like, scrape their plate into the trash.
Now Ania is dedicated to making a better life for her family. She's enrolled in FoodWorks, a cooking program at the Maryland Food Bank. They teach low-income students how to prepare food professionally, and then the program helps them get jobs. And what makes FoodWorks even more compelling is students learn to cook with 95% donated food. Executive Director Tim Regan says they get a lot of donated food coming through their doors.
So we get 25 to 30,000 pounds of chicken a week from one source.
Normally, a food bank would struggle to distribute that much raw chicken, and a lot of it would need to be thrown away. But FoodWorks takes that chicken and teaches students how to prepare it, cook it, and get it to people who need it, taking pressure off food banks, waste management systems, and landfills. Jamal Braxton is 18, and he's been in the FoodWorks program for about a month.
I can eat breakfast all day, any day.
He says his class is already like family.
I definitely think I've grown a little because I've learned about helping different people in their walks of life, homeless people, elderly people, young kids. I've just grown a little. It's a great program. Anyone can come and just get something from it.
Graduates receive culinary certification from the Community College of Baltimore County and manager-level food safety certification, which allows them to start jobs at a higher wage.
And we place about 95% of our students get placed into jobs in the culinary field. And we've got students all over the culinary industry in Central Maryland. We've got them at very high-end restaurants. We've got them cooking in public schools. We've got them in other corporate environments. We really try to place our graduates based on their strength and based on their interests. We had one employer recently who wanted to hire a whole class, you know, 20 people. We've been really blessed by how well we've been able to place students and how successful they've been.
Rather than just providing meals, FoodWorks believes by training students and getting them jobs, they're taking control of all their meals to come. Case in point, after graduation, Ania Pettigrew hopes to open her own soul food restaurant.
The genre of food I want to do is soul food. Soul food is very, you know, traditionally very fattening, very high in cholesterol, very high in a lot of, you know, bad things for your bodies. What I'm going to do, I want to make sure that it's more healthy. I want to make sure that the portions are not extreme. To be able to do that, I think it is something major and a huge blessing.
Find out more about the FoodWorks program and the Maryland Food Bank online at abeautiful.world. I'm Heather McElhattan, and this is A Beautiful World, NPR News.
Brought to you with help from the Pollard Family Foundation.